This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Eric Love of Big Country 92.1 and Midwest Communications. We love to take you through every aspect of Lansing Lugnuts baseball, from the guys who are actually out on the field, the coaching staff, the Toronto Blue Jays, people who come into town representing the front office brass. Now let's go behind the scenes of the radio broadcast. Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jesse?
Very well. Well, we actually get to meet face up in person, but when we're on the air, you're back in Holt, and I'm traveling throughout the Midwest.
That's usually me pushing a button and talking to you, and then, you know, I never get to see anybody. This is my first time at the ballpark this year. Usually I go to a couple games every year, but, you know, working almost every game, you don't get that opportunity.
How's this experience been?
It's great. I like working for the Lugnuts, well, for my station, and then, you know, working with the Lugnuts. It's a great experience. I've had a good time working with you and then Kyler and Spence for a little while when he was there too. But it's a good time. I enjoy it.
Now, when you first accepted this position, did you know what you were getting yourself into?
No, not really. I was told that I would start out doing like Michigan basketball games at first. And then when baseball season came around, my boss Amy, she's like, "Well, you want to do Lugnuts games?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. That sounds like fun."
And there goes your social life.
And there goes my social, yeah, pretty much. Because, you know, they play every day pretty much. But I enjoy it, so it's a good experience.
7:05 p.m. game in the evening. When do you go to the studio?
I usually get there about 6:30.
What are all the different things you have to concern yourself with over the course of an evening?
Well, I got to make sure that the computers are up and running, that everything is in for the day. I got to get the paperwork ready for the game and stuff, and make sure all our commercials are in there, and I got to make sure I can connect to you guys if you guys are away. We've had issues, in the past, obviously.
Clinton.
Clinton, yeah. Them specifically. But, I don't know, usually it's not a big, you know, there's not too many issues we have to deal with, so.
Speaking with Eric Doc Love, how long you work for the stations?
I just started in February this year, so I haven't been around that long. But I hope to keep moving on up the ladder, as they like to say. And maybe get some part-time work on air. I've filled in for Amy and the morning show with Tim Barron on our sister station, 92.9.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoy that. It's producer and part, you know, on-air stuff. So, but I've always been interested in sports. Sports have always been a big deal for me. And when I was younger and I wanted to work for SportsCenter and be ESPN. And I always liked doing live. I didn't do any live sports in college, even though I should have. I had the opportunity and I passed on it, and I wish I would have. When I went to Central, I went for broadcasting, so this kind of falls in that area of what I'd like to do as a career.
When did you graduate Central?
It's been a few years. It was 2000, I want to say 3, 2004, I think it's 2004.
And after graduating, what did you do?
I didn't work in broadcasting at all at first, surprisingly. I was working selling cell phones and stuff like that, so it was just, I don't know, I was trying to find my way into the business, I guess, and I finally have an opportunity now.
Well, we don't hear you too much. You have a great voice, and yet I get to hear your voice every single night, but the fans don't. Will we get more on-air Eric Love?
I hope so. You have to ask my bosses about that. I've been trying, and I've been asking, and hopefully it'll happen sometime soon. Like I said, when I do fill in for the morning show, I get to talk a little bit, and that's always a good time. So,
at the pinnacle, you talked about SportsCenter, but now the more that you're around talk shows, especially morning talk, would you prefer a talk show? Would you be preferring to spin music?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind doing either one. I love music, but I love sports as well. So a sports talk show would be great. I don't think I would ever run out of things to talk about, especially all the stuff going on. And there's, you know, a lot have been going on lately. So yeah, I don't know. Whichever opportunity falls in my lap, if music comes first, I would do that. But if something with sports comes up, then I would definitely take it.
Man, behind the scenes of the Lansing Lugnuts radio broadcasts, Eric Doc Love, what do you do each night? You're just sitting there in that studio. It's hours each night of the week. How do you make sure that you stay interested?
Well, obviously I'm paying attention to you guys, and I listen for the most part. there's been a couple times where I was had a lapse in, I don't know, a brain fart or whatever you want to call it, and missed a button or something, but I play around on the internet, and I do watch some baseball when I'm there too. There's a television in the studio, so I can watch the Tigers or the Red Sox or whoever's on. So,
has this year affected the way that you enjoy baseball at all?
No, I don't think so. I'm not used to listening on the radio, so it's a nice experience to listen to you guys call a game. It's different. I haven't listened to a baseball game on the radio since I was a kid. When I would hang out with my grandma, we would listen to the Tigers sometimes at night. But other than that, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's really changed it. I enjoy both aspects of being at the ballpark, watching or listening. So,
is baseball your sport, or you prefer football, hockey? What do you like?
Football is my main sport. That's the one I play fantasy football and stuff like that. You know, that's always. I do play fantasy baseball though. I think baseball is probably my number two sport, and then basketball. But football is my main. I've always loved baseball though. I've always been a Tigers fan, and I've been going to Lugnuts games since they came here. 1996, I believe it was. Yeah, that was when they first came in. I was still in high school then, but I used to come to the games all the time.
Well, your perception changed at all? Here's your first time back at the ballpark this year. Oh, back when you were in high school and back now, I guess things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, it's still pretty much the same stadium. They've changed the name, obviously, and the field and stuff like that. But I still enjoy it. I still love coming to the ballpark. It's nice to have a team close enough to where I live and not have to travel to Detroit to see a Tigers game or all the way to Grand Rapids to see a Whitecaps game, which I'm not a big fan of them, so.
Well, finally, the one question that all the players are asking each other right now is, after the season ends, what's next for you? What are your plans for the offseason? This has been a busy summer of baseball every single night. After baseball, how are things looking for your life?
Sounds good. I mean, things are going all right. Hopefully, I know that when baseball season is over here for the Lugnuts, which hopefully it'll keep continuing through the playoffs and into a championship, that'd be nice. I'm going to do the Michigan basketball and football games for 92-1. And then, I don't know, like I said, hopefully some you know, music stuff, some on-air stuff, whenever I get the opportunity. Hopefully it comes up soon. I'm waiting for it.
Well, they know him as Doc, Eric Love, Big Country 92.1 and Midwest Communications. Eric, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Big Country 92.1.